From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. First, $250,000 from the Ontario Reconnect Plan towards putting on the Rock on the River Festival the first weekend in October. And now in what Timmins Festivals and Events Committee co-chair Jeremy Wilson calls an extra surprise, $175,000 from the municipal accommodations tax. Wilson says the first amount from the province is the spark that got TFEC to do it right away.
And that's when we met with the city, put in our application, and they also saw value in it. And then that's when they came aboard, and we can't be more thankful to them.
The tax is levied every time someone rents a hotel room or other temporary accommodation in the city. The revenue is dedicated to local tourism promotion and activities. The health unit for the Waterloo region says a child under the age of 10 has died of COVID-19. The medical officer of health says there were other underlying health conditions. Officials say there were no school-related or childcare-related exposures, adding the death serves as a devastating reminder of the serious nature of the virus. The province is counting 795 new COVID-19 cases today across Ontario. Three-quarters of them are in people who aren't fully vaccinated or whose vaccination status isn't known. The Porcupine Health Unit reports no new or resolved cases today in our region. Ontario and Newfoundland are offering to help Alberta as that province deals with a massive surge in the number of cases. Intensive care units are almost full, and Alberta has been looking to other provinces to transfer ICU patients to ease the load. Premier Jason Kenney has instituted a state of emergency, brought back many COVID-19 restrictions, and announced the launch next week of a vaccine passport system. Ontario has offered to take patients, but it's unclear whether they're ICU patients. Around 8,000 people gathered outside Western University in London this afternoon to protest sexual violence on and around the campus. Hundreds of students who walked out were among the crowd. It follows allegations of as many as 30 female students being drugged and sexually assaulted in a student residence last weekend. Police have opened an investigation into the allegations that circulated on social media. And finally this afternoon, the latest story walk presented by the Timmins Public Library takes place Sunday at Gillies Lake during the Terry Fox Run. Divided into 25 pages, it tells the story of exactly who Terry Fox was. Early childhood education advisor Melissa Vienno says the library tries to have one story walk a month. It's having three this month.
We have one more coming up on the Saturday, the 25th. We will have a story walk over at the Mountjoy Farmers Market.
That one will feature two stories with an agriculture theme, Keep the Cat and Old MacDonald Had a Farm. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.